Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fifth parak of Masechta Shavuos, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Aleph and Beis. So Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss the concept that when it comes to fruits that grow on a tree during Shemitah, they only have Kedusha Shavuos if they emerge from the tree. Not if they ripen on the tree, but if the fruit first emerges from the tree during the Shemitah year. The ripening, most fruits will ripen the very same year that they emerge from the tree. But every once in a while, you're going to have a fruit that will emerge from the tree in one year and will ripen in a different year. So it's important to highlight that even though you're not going to pick it off the tree until later on, until a year later, 2 years later sometimes, still it's going to have Kedusha Shavuos if it emerged from the tree during Shemitah. And if the year that you're picking it is Shemitah, it's not going to have Kedusha Shavuos because it emerged from the tree 2 years before Shavuos. So we're going to talk about two such types of fruits. Benos Shuach Shavuos Shalehen Shnia. Benos Shuach, which is some type of fig, the Bar Tanura says. So they have their Shemitah in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning when you pick it off of the tree in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, that means that it first emerged from the tree during Shemitah, Sheinosos L'Sholoshonim, because it takes 3 years for Benos Shuach to grow. Again, most fruits will ripen in the very same year that they emerge from the tree. But when it comes to Benos Shuach, in the second year after Shemitah, those that emerge during Shemitah will finally be ready to be picked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, adds about a different type of fruit. Ha-parsaos shviyish alehen motzoi shviyish. Parsaos, which is a different type of fruit, also a kind of fig, but a different type of fig, their Shemitah year is not the second year of the Shemitah cycle, but the first year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning the year after Shemitah. They ripen the year after Shemitah if they emerge from the tree during Shemitah. She'en also sl'shtei shanim, because it takes them 2 years to grow. Now, on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Amrula, the Chum disagree, and they said, Lo Amru, Ela Benos Shuach, that no, this concept that a fruit ripens in a different year than it was actually emerged from the tree is only true about Benos Shuach. It's only true about that first type of fig that we spoke about, and only then do we say that even though you're picking it 2 years later, it's going to have Kedusha Shavuos. But when it comes to every other fruit, including Parsaos, which Rabbi Yehuda spoke about, in the year that it ripens, that's the year that it emerged, and therefore if you pick it during Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shavuos. Now Mishnah Beis changes to a different topic. Mishnah Beis is going to be the first in a series of Mishnayos that all talk about a type of onion that's called a luf, Hatomenes HaLuf. The Mishnah is going to be about. Now, the thing with a luf is that after they would pick it from the ground, they would then have to store it underground in order to maintain its freshness. So they would dig holes in the ground and bury a bunch of lufs in the ground. So atomin is a luf b'shvias. If a person is burying lufs during Shemitah, so it looks like he's planting because he's taking these things and he's putting them in the ground. So it looks very similar to planting, but it's not actually planting. He's just storing it. So how do you do it in such a way where it's not going to be, no one's going to be choshesh that you're planting? So Remeir Omer lo yivchos misasayim, that instead of like scattering it around throughout the whole field underground, you should put two sa'a worth of luf in a single place, agova shlosha tvachim, and pile them three tvachim high in the hole in the ground, v'tefach afar al gabav, and then put a tefach of dirt on top of them. And in that way, Bar Tanur explains, Mishum Demechzi Kizareya Achiyit Mem Sasayim Bechafira Achas Al Gova Shlishus Tfachim Shloyim Ufuzarim El Yagova Hakri Vatsavur Shloshat Tfachim Vetevachavar Al Gabe Hakri. By making a gigantic pile, that's not the way anybody plants anything. So it's not going to look like you're trying to plant something, and therefore you're allowed to put it away in such a way. The Chacham, however, disagree. Vacham Omrim Lo Yivchos Me'ar Bekabim. You can't bury any less than 4 kav of luf in one hole, not like Reb Meir said, which was Reb Meir said that sasayim is the same as 12 kav. Each saw is 6 kav. So Reb Meir said you need 12 kav. So the chum are much more makel. That no, you can, as long as you have 4 kav, that's good enough. And ad gova tefach, it doesn't have to be piled 3 tefachim high in the hole in the ground. It could be piled just 1 tefach high, and then the tefach afar al gabav, and then you cover it with 1 tefach of dirt. V'tomno b'makom drisas adam, and you should bury it in a place where people walk all the time. because that's another way that indicates very clearly that you didn't plant it, because you would never plant something in a place where people are trampling all over it and are going to ruin it. But you would store something underground in a place where people trample on top of it, because that won't affect the storage underground. So again, Mishnah Aleph, to quickly review, we said that there are certain types of figs that will not ripen in the same year that they emerge from the tree. So Beno Shuach, everyone agrees, Beno Shuach ripened 2 years later after. It takes 3 years for them to fully grow, so it ripens in the second year of Shemitah if it emerged from the tree during the Shemitah. But there was a machlokas about Parsaos, whether they emerge during the first year, whether the ones that emerge during the Shemitah year are going to ripen in the first year of the Shemitah cycle or in the Shemitah year itself. And then Mishnah Beis told us about burying Luf in order to preserve it. So we had a machlokas, how much you have to bury and how high the pile has to be in order to make it very evident that you're not planting it in the ground, that you're just burying it for a storage, where the Tanakama had said it needs to be 12 a kav of luf, that's 3 tvachim high, and the Chum said no, 4 kav, that's only 1 tvach high. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.